Sec 2511, Office of Citizenship and New Americans, renaming Office of Citizenship. 1. In general given and on the date of the enactment of this act, the Office of Citizenship in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services shall be referred to as the Office of Citizenship and New Americans. 2. References. Any reference in the law, regulation, document, paper, or other record of the United States to the Office of Citizenship in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services shall be deemed to be a reference to the Office of Citizenship and New Americans. 3. Technical and conforming amendments. Section 451 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002. 6 U.S.C. 271 is amended. In the section heading, by striking Bureau of Ethics Serving U.S.P. In subsection A1, by striking the Bureau of Ethics Serving U.S.C. By striking the Bureau of each place such terms appears Ethics Serving U.S.N. T. In subsection F, I, by amending the subsection heading to read as follows, Office of Citizenship and New Americans. N. A. By striking paragraph 1 and inserting the following. 1. Chief the Office of Citizenship and New Americans shall be within U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services and shall be headed by the Chief of the Office of Citizenship and New Americans. B. Functions. Section 451F of such Act 6 U.S.C. 271F as amended by subsection A3D is further amended by striking paragraph 2 and inserting the following. 2. Functions. The Chief of the Office of Citizenship and New Americans shall promote institutions and provide training on citizenship responsibilities for aliens interested in becoming naturalized citizens of the United States, including the development of educational materials for such aliens. B. Provide general leadership, consultation, and coordination of the immigrant integration programs across the federal government and with state and local entities. C. In coordination with the Task Force on New Americans established under Section 2521 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. I advise the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and the Domestic Policy Council on the challenges and opportunities relating to the linguistic, economic, and civic integration of immigrants and their young children and progress in meeting integration goals and indicators, and immigrant integration considerations relating to federal budgets, a. Establish national goals for introducing new immigrants into the United States and measure the degree to which such goals are met. Evaluate the scale, quality, and effectiveness of federal government efforts in immigrant integration and provide advice on appropriate actions. And identify the integration implications of new or proposed immigration policies and provide recommendations for addressing such implications. T. Serve as a liaison and intermediary with state and local governments and other entities to assist in establishing local goals, task forces, and councils to assist in introducing immigrants into the United States. And A. Promoting citizenship education and awareness among aliens interested in becoming naturalized citizens of the United States. B. Coordinate with other federal agencies to provide information to state and local governments on the demand for existing federal and state English education programs and best practices for immigrants who recently arrived in the United States. F. Assist states in coordinating the activities of the grant programs authorized under Sections 2537 and 2538 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. G. Submit a biennial report to the appropriate congressional committees that describes the activities of the Office of Citizenship and New Americans. N. H. Carry out such other functions and activities as Secretary may assign. But C. Effective date. Amendments made by subsections A and B shall take effect on the date, that is 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act. Subchapter B. Task Force on New Americans. Sec. 2521. Establishment. In general, the Secretary shall establish a task force on New Americans. B. Fully functional. The task force shall be fully functional not later than 18 months after the date of the enactment of this Act. Sec. 2522. Purpose. The purposes of the task force are 1. To establish a coordinated federal program and policy response to immigrant integration issues, and 2. To advise and assist the federal government in identifying and fostering policies to carry out the policies and goals established under this chapter. Sec. 2523. Membership. In general, the task force shall be comprised of 1. The Secretary, who shall serve as chair of the task force. 2. The Secretary of the Treasury. 3. The Attorney General. 4. The Secretary of Commerce. 5. The Secretary of Labor. 6. The Secretary of Health and Human Services. 7. The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. 8. The Secretary of Transportation. 9. The Secretary of Education. 10. The Director of the Office of Management and Budget. 11. The Administrator of the Small Business Administration. 12. The Director of the Domestic Policy Council. 13. The Director of the National Economic Council. And 14. The National Security Advisor. B. Delegation. A member of the task force may delegate a senior official at the Assistant Secretary, Deputy Administrator, Deputy Director, or Assistant Attorney General level to perform the functions of the task force member described in Section 2524. Sec. 2524. Functions. A meetings. Functions. The task force shall 1. Meet at the call of the chair. And 2. Perform such functions as the Secretary may prescribe. B. Coordinated response. The task force shall work with executive branch agencies, one, to provide a coordinated federal response to issues that impact the lives of new immigrants and receiving communities, including access to youth and adult education programming, B. workforce training, C. healthcare policy, D. access to naturalization, and E. community development challenges, and 2. to ensure that federal programs and policies adequately address such impacts. C. liaisons. Members of the task force shall serve as liaisons to their respective agencies to ensure the quality and timeliness of their AGENCYS participation in activities of the task force, including 1. creating integration goals and indicators, 2. implementing the biannual consultation process with AGENCYS state and local counterparts, and 3. reporting on agency data collection, policy, and program efforts relating to achieving the goals and indicators referred to in paragraph 1. T. recommendations not later than 18 months after the end of the period specified in section 2521b. The task force shall 1. provide recommendations to the Domestic Policy Council and the Secretary on the effects of pending legislation and executive branch policy proposals. 2. suggest changes to federal programs or policies to address issues of special importance to new immigrants and receiving communities. 3. review and recommend changes to policies that have a distinct impact on new immigrants and receiving communities. And 4. assist in the development of legislative and policy proposals of special importance to new immigrants and receiving communities. Chapter 2. Public-Private Partnership. Set 2531. Establishment of United States Citizenship Foundation. The Secretary, acting through the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, is authorized to establish a non-profit corporation or not-for-profit public benefit or similar entity which shall be known as the United States Citizenship Foundation. Set 2532. Funding. Gifts to foundation. In order to carry out the purposes set forth in section 2533, the foundation may 1. solicit, accept, and make gifts of money and other property in accordance with section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. 2. engage in coordinated work with the department, including the Office and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And 3. accept, hold, administer, invest, and spend any gift, device, or bequest of real or personal property made to the foundation. B. gifts to Office of Citizenship and New Americans. The office may accept gifts from the foundation to support the functions of the office. Set 2533. Purposes. The purposes of the foundation are, 1. to expand citizenship preparation programs for lawful permanent residents, 2. to provide direct assistance for aliens seeking provisional immigrant status, legal permanent resident status, or naturalization as a United States citizen, and 3. to coordinate immigrant integration with state and local entities. Set 2534. Authorized activities. The foundation shall carry out its purpose by 1. making United States citizenship instruction and naturalization application services accessible to low-income and other underserved lawful permanent resident populations. 2. developing, identifying, and sharing best practices in United States citizenship preparation. 3. supporting innovative and creative solutions to barriers faced by those seeking naturalization. 4. increasing the use of and access to technology in United States citizenship preparation programs. 5. engaging receiving communities in the United States citizenship and civic integration process. 6. administering the new citizens who are programmed to recognize in each calendar year not more than 10 United States citizens who have made outstanding contributions to the United States and B. have been naturalized during the 10-year period ending on the date of such recognition. 7. fostering public education and awareness. 8. coordinating its immigrant integration efforts with the office. 9. awarding grants to eligible public or private nonprofit organizations under Section 2537. And 10. awarding grants to state and local governments under Section 2538.